Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit, and if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the front of styles? We live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the move of Lusty Lush and Buffy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your router box. Out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary. 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lusty Lush on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies just doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, this is, you know, your girl Lushy Lush, you know. This is a little snippet of the Street Queens, you know. We're live in the building, and it's going down. We're talking about the memorial for MJ, you know, that happened at Staples Center in California. And we're talking about, you know, how moving it was, and also about the family structure, his family, and just American culture, its family structure. Has it gotten stronger or has it broken down? And different cultures, how they view family. It's going down tonight. It's 8 o'clock. We get it in, Street Queens Movement, all day, every day. We want to say rest in peace to Michael Jackson, and we pray for his family and his children, you know, dealing with this, you know, momentous loss. And also we want to thank our sponsors today, who are strictlybump1.com, This is how New Money looks. Make sure you go and check out the New Money t-shirt and go and get you one. Also, check out the linen shirts for the men, along with the young ladies with the different flavor t-shirts. Check that out. It's definitely hot. It's definitely going down. Strictly Bump One. Definitely fashion that matters. Check them out on MySpace, Strictly Bump One. And check them also on Twitter, Strictly Bump One on Twitter. Check out Ruly.com, the hottest shade in the industry. Also, check out StreetQueensTheMovement.ning.com. Log on, support the movement, donate whatever you can. Definitely help with some of these activities that we do for the community. And shout out to Diverse Media Group, LLC. Definitely they do all our media and marketing needs. It's definitely when you see me all over the place, that's Diverse Media Group, LLC. Definitely doing all that work. And log on to www.diversemediagroupllc. And definitely shout out to Brand Brokers and Digital Fantasy Media. And we're definitely talking about family. And we're also, you know, sending a shout out to MJ. You know, a lot of us, you know, out here in the world, definitely, you know, take advantage of what we have, like family, you know, the people that we love, the people that we care. Because, you know, remember that, you know, tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. And a lot of us run around in the world just thinking that life is a joke or, you know, people are always going to be there. They're going to be, you know, that cushion. You know, sometimes we take advantage of the people that we love. And we take advantage of the people that honestly care for you. Sometimes we have to definitely sit back and really think about, you know, the people that we love in our life, our family, our friends. You know, life, like I said, is too short. The family structure, culture, has it gone? Has it left us? A lot of European families still sit down and eat dinner together and, you know, discuss different things and stuff like that. You know, as Americans ourselves, as, you know, we get into our evolution of life, we basically, you know, deteriorate from actually sitting back. How many times do you do, you know, the family comes and sits down together and actually has a meal together and actually talk? Does that happen anymore? Let's talk about family, different cultures, how do they view family, you know, and, you know, as the family become lesser or bigger in this day and age? That's the question. Call in at 347-826-7722, Street Queens, The Movement. And we're talking about Michael Jackson's memorial. What kind of imprint did it leave on your life? You know, just thinking about Michael and the accomplishments that he's done and, you know, the philanthropist that he was and, you know, just, you know, always optimistic individual, no matter what came before him, very optimistic, always kept a smile on his face. Tell us exactly, you know, what it meant to you. And, you know, because of that, I want to play Man in the Mirror because I think people really need to get this into their brain that in order to make change, like I said in a prior show yesterday, we have to look at ourselves and make inner change. We are so quick to judge people. We are so quick to blame everyone for, you know, our situations. But we never own up to what's going on with us. We never own up to what's really going on with us. What can we change within ourselves? You know, so I'm going to go ahead and play Man in the Mirror. And hopefully by the time we come back from Man in the Mirror and a couple commercials, we'll be live with the Queens. So it's going down. We're talking about basically MJ, the memorial, and we're talking about the family structure. Tell us what you think. Call in at 347-826-7722. Street Queens, The Movement. Positive people doing positive things.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. as I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
Make change in our lives, you know what I'm saying? Making change, you know what I'm saying? Instead of us in here talking about everybody else, let's make change in our own lives. We're talking about the family structure, and we're talking about what kind of legacy, what kind of imprint did MJ leave on you? Talking about this memorial, you know what I'm saying? We watched the memorial from, you know what I'm saying, from beginning to end. Some people saw the reruns from, you know, BET, the actual memorial was at Staples Center in Los Angeles. Everybody saw it on, you know, the news channel, live feed. It was monumentous. It was a wonderful glow, you know, a feeling of, you know, an entirety of everyone feeling the loss of almost like somebody that was a family member, somebody that was a part of their lives, even though they never had that one-on-one basis with Michael. But it's almost like a one-on-one basis with him. They felt that emptiness of, you know, him not being there. Michael himself, you know, came from a small town, from nothing, and became something, something far beyond the eye can see. And he basically, I don't even question why he has left us, because he has done his life's work here, from being a philanthropist, from giving us this wonderful music that made us laugh, that made us cry, that made us dance, that touched us in our own different ways, that we can play the song and the song would take us back to a time in our lives when we were doing something. And every one of his songs had meaning to it, to teach us a different lesson in our lives in order for us to make a change. Reverend Al Sharpton made a statement, you know, in regards to his children about that. Basically, there was nothing strange about your father. It was strange. He had to go through strange things. All the things that he had to do, his obstacles and everything, he still triumphed and still got through it regardless. No matter what they put him through, he still was able to overcome adversity and obstacles, even at a young age. And he kept that smile on his face. And like they said, Brooke Shields had uttered, you know, fighting back her tears as she spoke about Michael and the fun they had when they were younger and meeting him at 13. And it was one of the best relationships that she ever had, and she cherished it. And she said he loved a song called by Charlie Chapman called Smile. And basically the song was talking about just smile throughout whatever you're going through. Just smile. You can't let people beat you up. You can't let people have that power over you to destroy your spirit. And one thing that Michael did is not allow the media or people to destroy his spirit. He did everything that he did for the people, and he set boundaries, and he broke boundaries. And when things people said that was impossible, he made possible. This man was the king of hip-hop. I mean, excuse my language. Let me rephrase that. The king of pop music, the best, the greatest entertainer that would ever live in the entire world, in the entire planet. If he wanted to create his own planet, he could have. I wouldn't doubt Michael for doing something like that. But rest in peace, Michael. You definitely left us a legacy, especially with your last show when they had everybody on stage basically singing Heal the World, and, you know, and it definitely, you know, that final thought of us coming together as one, no matter if you're white, black, Hispanic, no matter if you're hip-hop, rock, jazz, coming together to prove a point, coming together to make change and to speak out. He said nothing can't be changed. Nothing cannot be changed if we don't lift up our voices to speak up and talk about it. If we lift up our voices together, we can make a change. And that was his final plea to us, to come together and step away from the propaganda, step away from the systematic ways of society, stop conforming. Stop allowing things like this to happen. Stop allowing our children's children to have these systematic thoughts in their minds of the way that they should live. What is normal? What is their so-called reality, which the government, the machine that is there before us, allows us, or the media allows us to think? He basically told us we can accomplish anything that we want to if we put our mind to it. And us as people need to definitely take that to heed. Beautiful speech by, you know, Reverend Al Sharpton. No matter what kind of feelings you had for him, you had to definitely, you know, pat him on the back for that one. The family, everyone was there. It was very touching. You know, Janet, you know, basically, you know, no words from her. I know the pain because they were very, very close. You know, both of them were like the youngest. So it's just like, you know, I couldn't even imagine how the family feels. Even though Joe and them are not together, there's still, you know, that family togetherness, despite whatever was going on, still came together, you know, as one, you know. And I just have to say, I gotta go ahead and play one of my songs.
We'll be right back.
Another day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? My world so cold.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or
disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in.
Yeah.
Tell me now, can you make it past your Caspers so we can finally fly off into NASA? You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams, and I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. How could a goddess ask someone that's only average for advice? OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic, cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
So
I'ma
ask you gotta take the good with the bad, happy and the sad. Only you bring a better future than I had in the past. Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
TripleplatinumUnderground.com.
TripleplatinumUnderground.com.
Every Friday at 11 p.m.
and every Sunday at 10 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
To call into the station, dial 646-716-6607. Once again, that number is
646-716-6607.
Get down with the Underground.
Hey, you're on Twitter, right? Well, check this out. Get your Micro Mob music, Bay Area G-Funk, and G-Rap reviews from Richmond, California, all the way to Paris, France.
All the way to Paris, France.
From your boy Black Ice on Twitter. That's right, your boy Black Ice on Twitter.
Twitter.com/YABOYDLACKICE.
Your boy Black Ice on Twitter. Follow me.
Ill-Fit Authentic Apparel is the hottest urban clothing line to hit the fashion market this season.
As one of the leading fashion brands in the apparel industry, they promise consumers that
Ill-Fit has developed an alluring line of clothes with comfort as well as contemporary urban feel,
including some of this year's hottest trends. Shirts, jackets, hoodies, t-shirts, track jackets, jeans, and shorts. For more information, call 754-422-3065. Again, that's 754-422-3065, or visit illfit.net or at myfaith.com/illfit. It's not just the clothes, it's the fit.
You know, it's your boy Renna C.
It's your boy Warren G.
It's your boy Black Ice and the host of the YBBI show on 187 Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I always rock with my girl Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We talking about the family, you know, giving y'all that good music and all that. You know? You know, giving tribute if you want to call in and talk to us. We're talking about that. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all another MJ joint right now. Rock with you. And we're going to come back. Classic, and we're live in the building. You know, we're talking about, you know, the moral of MJ, and we're talking about basically, you know what I'm saying, has the family been broken? Definitely, it's going down on Street Queens Movement. Peace, Mary. How you doing, Queen?
I'm good. How you feeling? All right, this is one of our honorary queens right here, one of my beautiful interns right here, just always grinding, getting her, you know what I'm saying, grind on. You know, Mary, go ahead and give a couple of shout-outs and everything.
Shout-out to Lush Radio Online, shout-out to Staten Island, New York, shout-out to Diverse Media Group, LLC, and shout-out to my fam out here in Staten Island, holding me down forever.
That's what's up, man. So we're talking about, basically, we're talking about the memorial and everything. Did you, were you able to get a glimpse of it on BET or the regular channels?
I did. I watched it on ABC. The whole thing was really touching.
What was the biggest thing that stood out to you throughout that memorial?
I thought that everybody was doing their best to try to keep it about Michael, but at the same time, you know, the correspondents, the news people were also making it more about, like, the media and how the media's viewing the fact that his children were actually being shown and stuff. That kind of took away a little bit from the sentimentalness of the whole ceremony, but I thought it was just a beautiful ceremony overall.
Do you feel like they could have had been more people up there, as in fact, the celebrities that you felt like might have been a little bit, like, you know, close to Michael that should have been up there?
I definitely do. I heard that both Elizabeth Taylor and Quincy Jones didn't come, and that Quincy said that he wasn't going to attend any more of his friends' funerals, and that Elizabeth Taylor thought that it was going to be, like, more of an entertainment thing and less of about Michael thing. I feel like even though that was the case, regardless, they should have been there to express how much Michael meant to them, because seeing his ex-girlfriend, who most people didn't know that she was his ex-girlfriend, she went up there. They haven't spoken in a long time, but she had a connection with Michael, and it was nice to hear from her. And I would have appreciated them being there.
Definitely. I feel the same way in regards to that situation, especially with Liz, because, I mean, this dude adored Elizabeth Taylor. I mean... Mm-hmm. So every chance he got, you know, it's basically like he had, like on the song "Leave Me Alone," he had bits and pieces of her, you know, in her younger times, and always, you know, going to, you know, saying her weddings and just, you know, yes, support her and all that she. And I just would like, from, you know, a fan's point of view, and just for the people to understand what kind of, you know, I know they had their own, you know, relationship, but just for us to understand her point of view of how she viewed MJ, you know.
Exactly.
And Quincy Jones, as much money as that dude made him, like, come on, Quincy. That was almost like your own son. You know, I was just like really, like shocked. Like, I couldn't believe that they both didn't show up also. Like,
me too.
How'd you feel about the Usher performance? Did you feel like it was genuine, or you think it was more like he felt like he was doing or putting an act on as a commercial?
I thought that it was genuine. At first, I was happy to see him because I know that he really, really, really wanted to give his tribute, and he didn't get his chance to do his tribute at the BET Awards. So I was really just happy to see him there, and it felt genuine. It really did, especially the end. He took off his glasses and he paid his respects, and he's the only one who came off of the stage and stood next to the coffin. It was just, I don't know, I was feeling it. Even if he was acting, it was good acting. If he was acting.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, I want to hope that it was genuine, but it kind of, like, seemed like, I don't know, it seemed like a little bit too much. And even when he went, like, acted like he was breaking down,
mm-hmm.
it just ain't seem real to me for some reason. You know, I hope it was genuine. You know, I can't question him, but it just ain't. It feel more like him doing a performance,
right?
You know, that little young gentleman that they had from the UK.
Yeah, I love him.
Did an excellent job. You know, I would have had thought he was black the way he was singing over there. That little boy was getting it in with some soul.
He can blow.
I said, wow. I said it would have been awesome. You know, to see him and Michael do something together.
Perform together.
That has been definitely awesome, you know.
Yeah.
It's just very, very sad, you know what I'm saying? And like I said about Reverend Al Sharpton, I think he, you know, said some real touching words
in regards
to that situation.
I mean, I know people, you know, have certain feelings about him, but I felt like he said some real touching words. I mean, I cried, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I cried and stuff, you know. It was definitely sad. I was looking at LeVar Burton. Y'all know LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow?
Yeah.
And from Star Trek, he was sharing some pictures on Twitter. You know, he had his tickets and stuff, and he was taking, you know, his video, his camera, you know, on his camera phone, on his BlackBerry, and sharing them and stuff. And it was just, he said he was just speechless, you know. He had actually converted to Islam and stuff and everything. Yeah, before, you know, he passed. And he also, you know, definitely was, like, inducted to a lot of, like, African tribes and stuff, you know. He definitely moved a lot of people. I mean, definitely. And how do you feel about, you know, the family, even though, you know, I mean, I know Joe and his wife aren't together, and I know the family, even though they weren't really super talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Janet and him were very close, you know, and he was close to his mother. But I just love the fact to see everybody there together just at that time. That was monumental for everyone to just see everybody there. Ruby, Jermaine, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm. I just felt it. Unfortunately, this like tragedy brought them together, and it was good for I think the media to see them all together and Michael's kids with the whole family because it made us feel like they were going to make it through this time of struggle, you know? So, and even to hear Marlon speak, that was amazing. Like, it was truly beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. I love seeing them all together like that.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? I definitely was just like, wow, this is definitely great right here. Like, they all are together, and it's definitely nothing but love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just very, very like happy to just see all of them together. And even the children, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I just feel like the media needs to lay off a little bit and not be so like, you know, trying to pry into the children. Like, give them time to mourn. Give them time to, you know, stop prying. Just leave them alone. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. That's all the media is talking about now. Now that they got a chance to see their face, they think that the children are going to be more in the media now that Michael is gone. Why does it have to be like that? Why does that have to be the case? Can't they just live normal lives? Can they mourn the death of their father? He wasn't like a pop icon to them. He was their father. And when Paris spoke, that was the first time anybody saw her spoke. And I think that was the most touching moment because nobody expected that. Nobody expected her to even say anything. But she said he was the best father, and that's not how we saw him.
Yeah, actually got to see that human side of Michael that a lot of people never really got to see. We saw the artist and giving us this phenomenal music and, you know, and how he touched people. But just to see that human side of Michael, you know, was breathtaking to me to actually, you know, get a little inside look of how, you know, he lived and how he was, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And not a lot of people knew that he gave so much money to a lot of charities.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the World Guinness Book of Records for one of the most pop art, the pop artists that give the most money, the most money to charities.
Right.
So, like, I mean, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying?
And that brings us back to the human side of him.
And I think Michael Jackson is actually one of the only artists, really, that got into the Guinness World Book of Records, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That I know of, you know. I mean, somebody correct me. You know, you can call in at 347-826-7722 and prove me different. But, I mean, the only one I know that has actually been in the Guinness World Book of Records has been Michael Jackson, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the family structure. Do you feel like his family will become more stronger through this? Or do you actually feel like, you know,
that they'll become more closer due to the situations and do whatever they have to do to make sure that these children that he leaves behind, you know, don't have to go through the whole, you know, craziness of the public eye.
I would hope for the sake of Michael's children that the family stuck together because they need everyone right now. I mean, I know that he left custody to Catherine, but at the same time, they do need their aunts and uncles just to continue to remind them and help them remember that their father wasn't just this pop icon, but he was the person who raised them. He was the person who took them to the park. He was the person who fed them and held them. So they need to serve as that reminder for them so that they can live normal lives like Michael wanted them to.
Definitely, man, definitely. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was just the family structure itself. Do you feel like the family structure in the United States of America has basically been broken down, or has it gotten stronger throughout, you know, the United States through the whole economic situation and, you know, us as evolving as people compared to European culture? Culture overseas in the Caribbean and, you know, in Africa, you know, in Italy. I mean, is the family, the whole family experience, how we view family, is it totally different from, you know, overseas? Do you feel like we've basically, you know, forgot what family is?
I still, family is my first priority, brothers and sisters, my parents, everybody in my family is my first priority. But I do come in contact with people who forget how important family is because, I don't know, whether it be because they lost a family member or because they were never really got a chance to get that close to their parents or their brothers and sisters. But, yeah, I'm not sure how the Europeans view family or if it's more deteriorating there like it is here, but I know me personally, family is still a big thing for me, and I want to grow up to have my own family and just have a big, close family.
You know, the thing about it is I see more and more people, you know, that can't take time to, you know, share in the whole, you know, family experience because they are so wrapped up in this hustle and bustle of what America, you know, is today, just
right.
The whole hustle and bustle of running around, and they never have time to do anything, you know.
People are more like career-oriented nowadays, too, so they forget about families.
Definitely forget about family, and it's just, you know, definitely, you know, it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, people, when it comes to money, especially like within it, sometimes it's like when it comes to money and everything, people are willing to stab each other in the back, you know, and turn on family when it comes to money.
Yep. That's true. And it's sad because that's what happens when people get career-oriented, and then they forget about family, and they don't want to hire family because family's been stabbed in the back. They'd rather trust outsiders than family. And when it comes to that, it's just sad because blood is thicker than water. So it's just sad to see things like that.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to a quick commercial and we'll come back and we'll talk more about this. You know, we're live with, you know, the full Mary, you know, honorary street queen today. And we're talking about the family structure. Call in 347-826-7722.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request.
check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline.
Lush Radio Online.
Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
So we're talking about, you know, definitely, you know, the family structure. Has it broken down? Has it become stronger? What do you think about it? Call in at 347-826-7722. Like I just told you, call in at 347-22. But I got somebody better who will tell you how to call in.
Dial us up on the Lush line right now. 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
Yeah, and we're live with Mary, the one, the only Mary, live in the building. You know, New York's finest. And we're definitely talking about the family structure. Like, you know, what really is going on with the family. I remember at one time, the whole family would sit down and eat. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, you were coming from school. Just we had time, everybody just sat down and ate and just talked, you know. But with soon with the TV, the cell phone, the texting, the internet, and you know, so we're just we're living in a fast paced life in our new century, and we're living in a fast paced life, and sometimes we don't take the time out to sit down and have a meal with our family. You know, the family structure, has it been broken down? You know, in regards to you know, the single mothers, single dads, you know. I mean, it has it gotten stronger or has it gone less and less? Well, basically we're pushing the man out the system and it's basically, you know, the female holding down the household. The family structure. Can there be the mom, dad, and the children? Who knows? We're gonna go to the phone line. We're live with Mary, honorary street queen today. How you doing? Call us on 202. You're live on Lush Radio Online with my co-host, Mary, on Street Queens Movement.
Hi, Lush. Hi, Mary.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Can you tell everybody your name and where you're calling from?
Lex, calling from Fairmont Heights.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. We're talking about the family structure, and before we talk about the family structure, How did you feel about the whole Michael Jackson memorial? How did it touch you?
I think it was nice to see the country come back to recognize all of him.
Mhm. Mhm.
And that filled me with a lot of joy. And that sometimes when people pass away, people really start to think about who they are.
Yeah. Definitely. So we're talking about, you know, with him, he had, you know, the whole strong and big family. Aunts, cousins, and everybody, you know.
Do you feel like the American family itself has basically been broken down due to the fact we're such in a fast-paced world right now, or do you feel it's gotten stronger, or do you feel like more of the women are mostly the head of the households now and the men are basically pushed to the side? How do you feel about that?
I feel that it's a time where everyone is living so independent that the fact that everyone's breaking up, it's kind of leaving us weaker because since we don't have our family around us, we've moved to D.C. or we've moved to another town away from our families, then we're very much caught by ourselves, so people feel very easy to leave each other. Yeah. And this has left us in a situation, I feel, where we're still waiting to find a new way of creating family. So that way, for instance, you have seven single mothers living side by side, they can't just get together and get themselves a beautiful house where they all go work and take care of each other's kids when the other mother's working. Instead, we're all living in seven different apartments, all struggling. So I feel we need a new sense of what our families are.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
That's definitely some real talk. How you feel about that, man?
That's definitely true, and I agree with you because people are very dependent nowadays, and I think technology has a lot to do with that because people are so career-oriented nowadays, and it's all about the money and cars and computers and online communities instead of actual family. So, and that's what's breaking us up. And people are so, like, independent, so it's easy for them to move away from their family and lose touch. It's so easy to lose touch.
Definitely. So you guys feel like people are finding family more in the internet than their actual real family?
Well, the internet is an interesting place to you know, kind of live in this current age. Like Mary said, when we're so independent, we need a way to come back together. So in a community of strangers, the internet creates a place for us to meet. But I think ultimately, you know, we have to think about, like Mary said, about that rush to make money. I think we lost, you know, our minds in a way, because I know a lot of single mothers who struggle to make ends meet, and they never considered the fact that if they find a way to unite, they can all, you know, if they can all get there. So the internet on the way can open us to explore new ways, but I just don't feel we're quite yet, no one's provided us that vision of how we could, overcome, the internet to hook up with these strangers and start trying to live together. Because the internet, it's easy to make a friend, but it's hard to make a friend as deep as the friends you make offline.
I agree.
Wow. That's another true statement right there, man. Definitely. I feel like the fact that we're in this super fast-paced life that we're living, and it's going to get even faster as we, move on into, 2010 and 11 and 12. We get more advanced and with technology and everything. I feel that, the family, or even, the parental system,
mm-hmm.
allows the TV to teach their children. The TV or the internet to teach their children, and most parents aren't sitting around and, how's your day at school and how are you doing? And they basically want to pass them off because they're running around, and it's just like the family is breaking up. The mother doesn't have time to cook a meal for their daughter or son, to have an actual meal, So it's like, and the wife doesn't have time to talk to the husband because she's so exhausted from working, and, it's just the family is broken up, or most we have a lot of single mothers out here who are either divorced or never got married, and they have the kids and they're all stuck on this. When at home, I have nothing. I love women. All of my women out there that are independent, because I am a single mother also. But
we became to a point where we said, I don't need no man. You know, I'm independent. That whole independent woman became to a point where you basically said, I don't need anybody. So we totally detach ourselves from men, from that whole having that family structure. Or we're so used to being by ourselves, we don't even contact our family because we don't want them to be, we don't want to be bothered because we're so independent. And sometimes we tend to push our families away because we are so independent.
And then, Lush, I'd love to know how you feel when you meet someone over the internet, so you don't know them as well as you know family, but when they start to adore you and they want to help you out, like you said, not take them away from the TV, help give them an education, what's going to let us trust them enough, you know, with our most precious, you know, our daughter or our son? I'm a single father myself, you know, so when I'm called to work late that night, I don't have a choice or I lose my job, you know, to have Lush watch my son when I have to do that. That's the kind of question I'm getting at, is what's going to help us kind of form those new bonds of unity that can help us survive in this very independent time?
Well, I think we need to basically, we have to deprogram ourselves, because a lot of people are so programmed that we have to alienate ourselves from people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to deprogram ourselves and stop alienating ourselves from individuals because we feel as if they don't think the way we think or they don't act the way we act, but every individual is different. We're so independent that we stay closed-minded sometimes and we push people away, or we're scared of the unknown. We're so scared to engage in new relationships with people, to build that bond, to build that trust, in order to have some kind of sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at one time, you know, when the people of the American people decided that they couldn't stand for something, they raised their voice. Even when in Germany with the you know, the Berlin Wall, when they were tired of the separation, they all stood up and they broke that wall down, you know. And I believe if the people honestly want to, you know, come together to, because family doesn't always have to be your biological family.
Right.
Family can be somebody that actually has that same sense of just caring and loving for you, you know. And we need to basically be more open-minded, you know, of accepting people, you know, instead of just prejudging them. We judge so much. We judge so much. Even the family, sometimes things that have happened in the past, you constantly linger that or put that on or damnate somebody and pull full damnation on them, so you alienate them from the family. Instead of when the family structure is, we love, that's unconditional love.
Yeah.
Family is unconditional love. We all make mistakes in our lives, but we have to bring back that family structure. And I'm going to go to a caller from the 540 Virginia area code. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. You're live with Lex and Mary, honorary Street Queen today, and we're definitely, you know, talking about the family structure. How do you feel about the family nowadays? Have we definitely moved away from the traditional American family? Have we been more consumed with everything else that's going on?
Absolutely. How you doing, Lucky Lucky?
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing.
Hey, what's up, Carla?
I'm doing. Damn, you got the lines going crazy over there.
Oh, the phones is definitely going off the hook right now. Definitely, definitely going on. Go ahead,
Rob. Go ahead and answer the question while I go ahead and take care of this.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of what you were saying. I heard you talking about family and not opening up to other people. And the bottom line, what people really have to start doing first is really thinking, not emotional thinking, but logically thinking about your life. You know, only you walk in your shoes. Only you. Nobody, they can give you ideas, they can give you choices, but at the end of the day, it's you who makes the ultimate decision. And part of the problem is people walk around here emotional. They're stressed out about their job, stressed out about their kids, stressed out about whatever. And they allow the emotions to get into their thought process. And once that happens, all game's over. You know, they're not thinking straight. If somebody does something to you, rather than sitting back and looking at the situation, everybody's quick to react. That's emotion. They got to get it out. It goes from fence all the way down the line. And that's the first thing that people have to start doing. Logically thinking about their life, logically thinking about their family, logically thinking about the friends that they keep around. That's the bottom line. There's no more logical thinking. Everybody's emotionally thinking, and that's because of the system that they're trapped into. Other than that, I mean, like I said, only you walk in your shoes. You got to know that God's with you, first and foremost. You know, if you don't have that faith, if you don't have that belief, you're destined to fall. You're destined to stay in the rat race. You got to change your thought process.
It's definitely a rat race out here. And we're going to bring our queen live on the line. 917, you're live in the building. Street Queens, the movement. Peace, queen.
Peace, queen. My bad, yo. I didn't even realize the time and all that. Oh, my God, pardon me. You know that's not even like me, so. It's a crazy situation. I'm dealing with emotions right now.
Okay, that's okay. At least you know you're dealing with them, you know?
Yeah.
They're not dealing with you.
Absolutely. No, but it's right. It's definitely true. I was listening to what the gentleman was saying as far as people thinking emotionally as opposed to logically, and that is very true. You know, we make a lot of mistakes that way too, but it's hard, really. You know, it's easier to say than to do.
Absolutely.
It's very hard for us not to think with emotions. You know what I mean?
I don't,
we just got to change the way we think, really, the thought process.
You know what it is? I don't think that it's hard to think without emotion. I think people just got to take the time. When you get that little time to yourself,
mm-hmm.
really reflect on that day. Reflect on that week, on the moves that you made.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times the moves that you make are going to cause other people to make the positive move or the negative move. A lot of times just your presence, just your presence alone might, I don't know. You guys got me in a bad, today's a bad day for me, but I'm still.
Everything okay? You're thinking emotionally?
Nah, I mean, I'm tongue twisted right now because I just reflected on something I had to catch myself. You know, but I mean, you just got to take the time out and think. Nobody does that anymore. They don't just, like I said, they're caught in the rat race and they're stressing about this bill or stressing about who's watching the kids or stressing because there's no Kool-Aid in the refrigerator.
Yeah, stress because you don't know if you're going to be able to pay a certain bill on time.
Right. That's the truth. That's the truth.
So do all of you guys feel, Mary, you know, Emma and Rob, do you guys all feel that due to the fact of the most of the stress of the economy is causing more families to basically, you know, digress from that unity because they're so worried to take care of themselves than trying to help each other to come in as a conglomerate together to move together? You know, one thing, go ahead and answer that question, though. I'm throwing it out to you, then I'm going to say something else. Go ahead.
That definitely affects it because, you know, several years ago, the man was able to go out and work and the woman was able to stay home and be the nurturer for the children and all that. And we don't, as mothers and all that, we don't have that privilege anymore. Like, you know, even when the man goes out to work, we got to go out to work too because it's just too much.
And I have to say, most of that fault are the gentleman's fault. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these ladies that are out here right now, as hard as they are, they're not supposed to be that hard. That's because the man wasn't there to nurture them. They had to put up that defense because of all of the downfalls that they've gone through.
Right.
At least that's how I see it. That's what I've seen when I've gone from hood to hood, ghetto to ghetto, state to state. I've seen a lot of women that are just torn. And then adding the rest, the extra stress, with the kids and the bills and everything else, that just adds to it.
Yeah, because the time to be, you know, ladylike and womanlike, it doesn't work when you have to juggle so much stuff in life. You can't even think about yourself. You got to think about, okay, I got to do this, and I got to pay that first, and then pay that, and then you know, the kids are screaming, they're hungry, like, you know, so it's just, like, so much going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. How you feel about that, Mary?
I completely agree. I mean, I see that in some cases, the way the economy is kind of brings families together because they know that everybody has to struggle through this, so it's not just about you sometimes. But then I also agree on the fact that it is the man's fault that women are so hard because they have to, women have a tendency of not just thinking about themselves. They think about everybody. They have their kids to think about. They think about all the things they have to do, and it all comes rushing at once. It doesn't come individually ever. It all comes rushing at once. So I completely agree.
You know, the funny thing is, like, at one time back in the day when, you know, with chivalry and everything, the man used to basically be that protector, that provider at one time, and he would basically, you know, even out that job and basically, like, you know, you just worry about, you know, being a woman, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do what I gotta do as a man. You don't see that much. You see a woman being both parts and even taking care of the man nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's going to be a whole nother show next week, man.
Yeah, that needs a whole nother show, absolutely.
We're going to call that Who's Wearing the Pants in the Family,
oh,
for real.
No, 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 now, no, sharing the pants. Sharing the pants, I think, is a little more fitting. Sharing the pants.
Who's really wearing the skirt in the family?
Wow.
And we got from 646... 353, you're live in the building. Street Queens, the movement. Peace. We're talking about the family structure.
Yo, peace. What's going on? It's Original Swag. What's up, y'all?
What's up, Swag?
How
y'all
doing?
What's up?
What's up, Swag?
What's going on, family?
Ain't nothing,
good to be
man.
On here.
We miss you, man. You know what I'm saying? Anytime is always great to have you through. You know what I mean? That's what
no
it
doubt,
is.
No doubt. What's going on? What's the topic? You talking about the family structure?
Yeah,
yes.
We're talking about family structure.
What you got to
say
about that?
No, I got a lot on that. I got a lot on everything. You're talking about, like, I mean, like the way it is, like, in a contemporary society, like, as far as, like, right now, the structure, because there's really not that much of a structure anymore. It's, like, broken down now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about, that point.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
how it should be, how it's not.
I mean, you know what's one thing, like, one of my professors, when I went to Mega Evers and BK, one of them, they told me, yo, stay away from the shoulds, the every, the, you know, the extremes, because I'm not going to say what it should be, you know what I'm saying? Because I'll give you an example, right? Boom, you got a lot of people in this society, it's, you know what I'm saying, you got the gay and lesbian community, right? Now, I'm not one to say, yo, we can't have gay marriages. I'm not one to say that. So society and the family structure is going to be a little bit different now because it's evolving. Our society is evolving. So, you know, the family structure is going to be different. You got some kids that's being raised by two mommies or two daddies. You know what I mean? So it's a different. So I'm not going to say what it should be, but I can tell you what's practical and what's impractical. And I can tell you it's definitely practical to have two people there raising that child or children. I mean, if you're missing that, then you're definitely missing something. I mean, because to do just one, it's just too much. It requires too much energy for one person. That would drive you crazy. You'd be done, jumped off the roof, you know what I'm saying, resurrected yourself and jumped off the roof again.
That's true. That's where
so
the woman goes to bananas.
Exactly. So much love to the single parents, because there's a lot of single dads out there, too, you know.
Yes,
and our, you know, grandmothers and grandfathers, there's a lot of single, you know, parents in general, so, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So due to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, we started off, the gang, you know, came a little late, you know what I'm saying, and we ain't streaming no more. You know what I'm saying?
Why you got to start a bomb, like?
So, you know what I'm saying, you know, I love the gang and everything, and And now we're going to have to continue this on to the next show because, you know what I'm saying, next Thursday and continue this, especially with Swagger and Emma and everybody, because, you know, we got the spiciness in here right now. You know, we got Murray in the building, and you know what I'm saying, we want to say that this show was sponsored by Strictly Want One. Game Face, always put your Game Face on. Get your new money shirt at strictly11.com, e2kmagazineonline.com, strictlyisthemovement.ning.com. Make sure you get your swag juice. I'm definitely drinking mine. You know what I'm saying? Swag juice, you know what I'm saying? You see how hype swag be every time, man? He drinks that swag juice, son. I'm trying to get some real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Can I just say something real quick, though, about that? Yo, check it out. I be drinking wheat juice. I don't know if y'all up on that, but if you drink wheat juice, yo, that it be having you. Yo, it's like some kind of energy crack. Like, yo, wheat juice is a natural plant that they take it. The energy comes from the sun. It goes into the plant, and they take it out in three weeks. And that when you break it down and you drink that, like you could buy some GNC. When you drink wheat juice, yo, it gives you the greatest energy in the world.
Yo, first, I thought you were saying weed juice, right? I was like,
nah, I don't do none of that. That's what's funny. I don't do none of that, yo. And I'll be having the energy all day long. I'll be waking, yo, when I wake up in the morning, I just do mad sit-ups and push-ups. You know what I'm saying? So I lift the weights, I'll be like crazy in the morning. Yo, I'm worse in the morning than the evening.
Yo, the way I see Swag and Vision Swag is that he's just this real ripped up dude because he got mad energy right now, son. So, you know what I'm saying, we got to thank all our listeners, all our callers, everybody, bestradioonline.com, musicmaniatv.com, you know what I'm saying, check out TV Michelle on the scene. Felix Natal Jr. will be coming to you, you know what I'm saying, sometime soon, so check him out. You know what I'm saying? Celebrity photographer. I did step in my camera game. I want to thank all of y'all guys for coming through. Next week, we're going to continue this, the family structure, and we're going to talk about who's wearing the skirt for real in the family. Let's talk about that one. We're bringing in the bacon, baby. And are you intimidated by your spouse because she makes more money than you? Let's talk about it. Talking about it next week, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we'll have Swag back on along with Emma, you know what I'm saying, and Rob and Mary. You know, good show. Love all of y'all. You know, they always got to bring the spiciness, and they don't want to bring the spiciness in the beginning. They want to bring it at the end. You know how they do, man.
That's
funny. Here, this show right here is one of those shows that it says to be continued. To be continued, all right? Same time, same place. You know, it sounds like, you know, some the attack of the people over there, though. But, you know what I'm saying? Same time, same place, you know what I'm saying? Check us out, Street Queens of Movement. We always got y'all talking about some real talk, man. We love you. Peace, you know what I'm saying? And look at the man in the mirror. That's you. Make change in your life. Let's get it. www.streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. And we out. Jumping out the web. I turn my swag on. Get your swag juice or weed juice, however you do. Or even if you have your own weed juice, whatever it is, make sure you get hype off that swagger. And I'm out.
Hey.
And we out. Peace.
Peace.